Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. This is our text. My dear friends in Christ, faith, what is it? What does it look like? Do you have it or don't you? See, our culture has this idea that really confuses us about really what faith is. Our culture often looks at faith apart from the context. In other words, our culture says, you gotta have faith. You just gotta have a little faith. But the question is, faith in what? Or better yet, faith in whom? Our culture seems to have this idea, it doesn't matter as long as you have faith in something and as long as you are sincere. It's as if our culture is saying, you gotta have faith in faith. Let me illustrate. There's a few Star Wars fans in here, I'm quite sure. And in one particular episode, Luke Skywalker was sent to the swamp planet. There his Jedi fighter was sunk down in the swamp, stuck in the mud. And there the Master Yoda was going to show him how to utilize his mind and use his Jedi power to make it rise from the swamp. Luke tried. He tried and he tried and he tried, but he could not raise his ship. Yoda, this little guy about this tall, simply does it. And at the end of the episode, the end of that scene, Luke looks at him and says, I don't believe it. To which Yoda responds, that's why you fail. The idea is that Luke can do the impossible if you simply have faith with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. You can do it. The impossible. Well, you don't like that one? The play Peter Pan, in it, Tinkerbell, the fairy's dying, and the only way that Tinkerbell can restore the strength and come back strong is for people to believe. So in the play, in that part, the actors that are playing the parts begin to encourage the children to shout out, I believe in fairies! And when they do, guess what? Tinkerbell, 100% strong and rescued because of faith of other people in fairies. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you to go home and burn your Star Wars videos. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying you can't read Peter Pan. I'm just saying look at these things in context because oftentimes it teaches an idea that if you simply have faith, you can make it happen. But the reality is, the life we live in isn't like the movies. It's not like plays. The life we live in is difficult. See, the reality, faith in and of itself is not the source of power in the world in which you live. Did you get that? Faith in and of itself is not the source of power in the world in which you live in. Let me give you an idea what faith looks like. You remember back in 2007 when I-35 bridge collapsed up in Minneapolis, St. Paul? Our youth group was up there just a few weeks before that buckled, by the way. I don't know if we drove over it or not. It makes me a little nervous now, though. But on that 8-lane bridge, there were 13 people who died and 145 of them were injured as well. And I guarantee you one thing, that every single one of those people had faith as they crossed the bridge on that particular day. They had faith that the bridge would sustain their weight, that they'd get from one side of the river to the other. They simply had faith. In fact, they had so much faith they weren't even thinking about the bridge. Some people were probably thinking about what they're going to do on the weekend or what happened during the day. Or other people are probably on the cell phone talking to husbands or wife or ordering pizza for supper, but they weren't worried about the bridge because they had faith. They didn't give the bridge one thought at all. Their faith in that bridge provided no salvation, however. for the tragedy that was about to ensue. The power of faith is not in faith itself. It's in the object of your faith. Do you get that? The power of faith ain't just saying, I got faith. The power of faith is when what you actually have faith in. And as we read through Hebrews chapter 11 today, you had a whole list of the saints of the Old Testament. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, the Israelites, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, not the president, Samson, Jephthah, David, and Samuel. They're all there. They all had faith. But they had faith in God's existence. Faith in God's word, God's promises, God's warning, and God's call to each and every one of you, or of them. In short, God was the object of all the faith that they had. You're still not following me, though, are you? Let me try again. There's a book written by a guy by the name of Clement Preuss. It's called The Fire and the Staff. It's not firing the staff, it's the fire and the staff. And in the book, he talks about faith, and he talks about earlier in his life when he went out Halloween trick-or-treating. Remember those days? You go out there, remember the stuff you bring home? In the old days, they give you the big candy bars, not these little economic-sized ones. But you go out and trick-or-treat, and you come home with a whole bag full of stuff. Clement said one year he went out, trick-or-treated, did the whole shebang, got home, and his bag was empty, completely empty. Why? Because there was a hole in the bottom of it. So he began to put two and two together, and for the next Halloween campaign, he took one of his mother's pillowcases that didn't have a hole in it, and he made out like a bandit. Your faith is a lot like a trick-or-treat bag. See, the reality is, when you don't have it, you're lost. But when you do have it, all you think about is what's inside of it. When people do not have faith, we say they're lost. They can't get to heaven. Faith is necessary for salvation. But on the other hand, the people that believe, we don't talk about faith. We talk about the object of our faith, which is Jesus Christ Himself. That He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, and ultimately suffered and died upon a cross for all of my sins, for all the times I doubt Him. Faith is not a condition that a person must meet in order to earn salvation. That's not heresy, but listen again. Faith is not a condition that people must meet in order to earn salvation. Faith simply receives. It receives all the blessings and the glorious promises that God has given to you in Christ. Faith is passive. Faith does nothing. Faith contributes nothing. It's kind of like a trick-or-treat bag. Instead of being filled with sugary snacks, it's filled with the gifts of God, which is namely His Son, body and blood, water and word, words of holy absolution. So, Pastor, what must I do to have faith? See, this is the cool thing, eh? You don't have to do anything. You are saved by grace through faith apart from the works of the law. It's a gift of God. This is good news. It is good news because too often we begin to put ourselves as a driving factor in our salvation. You end up asking the question every single time, have I done enough? God's word is clear. Jesus does all the heavy lifting. He's the one that buys you back. And He gives you a gift of faith to trust in Him. You see, you can't go find Jesus because he's not the one who's lost. The reality is you can't make a decision for Jesus. You can't put Jesus into your heart. Why? The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Blind people can't find people. But it gets worse. Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus, as for you, you are dead in your transgressions and sin in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world. Dead people cannot find Jesus or make a decision for him. But hold on, it gets worse. Paul then wrote to the church at Rome, for if when you were God's enemies, you were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall you be saved through his life? How can you ask Jesus into your heart if you are his enemy? No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. That's what the scripture says. Luther built on that by saying, I cannot by my own reason or strength believe my Lord Jesus Christ or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel and enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true Christian faith. An understanding of faith of the Holy Spirit is a gift that he gives is revealed more as you look at Hebrews chapter 11. As you begin to look at, you see all those names, and it's more than just a gallery of the faithful people of old. See, it praises the God who works such great faith in each and every one of them. In Hebrews 11, we see a God who is actively at work creating and sustaining faith. But you notice all of them came from the Old Testament? Every single one of them. So if someone ever asks you, well, how are the Old Testament people saved? Go to Hebrews chapter 11. It's right there. By faith. In the very last verse of our epistle today, it says of Christ that he is the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. See, in the Old Testament faith, they were looking forward to the Messiah who is to come. You look back upon one who has already come into the world, who has suffered and died, whose tomb is now empty. It is faith in Jesus Christ who purchased our salvation, who endured the shame of the cross and delivered the victory for you and me through his resurrection and gives us the gift of not only forgiveness but also eternal life that changes everything about us. One of the other great things about Hebrews 11 is to look at the faith of the people that are listed. They were all tarnished. Sometimes you read the Bible and go, like, how would God use someone like this? For example, Abraham, God had made the promise and all these things, but did you know that Abraham in his life was an idol worshiper and had a child by his wife's maidservant by the name of Hagar? Do you know that Jacob had children from four different women, two married to, and two were simply servants? Samson and Delilah. Samson, now, he was a priest at work. He broke his vow he had made to God. And David? Oh, Lord, let's not even go there. Every single one of them, sinner. And Rahab, well, prostitute really says it all. Now, if any of these sinners had to rely on their own character and their own righteousness, there was no hope. They were doomed. Nevertheless, the Holy Spirit worked faith in their hearts too. The Holy Spirit changed everything about them. So this morning as you sat there, do I have faith? Jesus Christ died for you. By his suffering and death, you have forgiveness of all of your sins. It makes what you believe to be true different than all other religions of the world. It's not your work. You can't screw it up. Because of all that Jesus Christ has done for you, He continues to lavish the gifts upon you. And you take your Halloween bag and just a bag of faith and just keep shoving it full of the gifts He died to give. God has the ability to transform anyone into a hero of the faith. Even poor, miserable sinners like you and me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rise together. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.